The scripture lesson that we will be looking at this morning is from the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. If you'd like to follow along in your blue pew Bible, it's on page 154. I will be reading from the Good News translation. So this is Joshua, chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. While Joshua was near Jericho, he suddenly saw a man standing in front of him holding a sword. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or are you for our enemy?" The man answered, "Neither. I am here as commander of the Lord's army." Joshua threw himself on the ground in worship and said, "I am your servant, sir. What do you want to say to me? What do you want me to do?" And the commander of the Lord's army told him, "Take your sandals off. You are standing on holy ground." And Joshua did as he was told. Have you ever found yourself in an unpredictable, uncontrollable, uncertain situation, and you ask yourself, "What did I get myself into?" Maybe you were in a relationship that wasn't quite working out, or maybe you took on more responsibilities at your job and you hadn't really thought through how it would impact your life. Or maybe a family member or a friend came to you and were telling you that they were having a difficult time and you offered to talk to them. 3 hours later, they're still talking and you realize you've not gotten a word in edgewise, and you're trying to figure out how you can politely get out of the conversation, all the while thinking to yourself, "What did I get myself into?" Several years ago, I went to South Africa, and I had the opportunity to camp out overnight for a couple days at a game preserve. During the day, we could take the car through the preserve, and we could see animals like elephants and giraffes, rhinoceros and zebra. The game preserve also offered other excursions if you were willing to pay for it. And since I had never been in Africa before, I thought I'd never be there again. I wanted to take advantage of as many opportunities as I could. So I went on two excursions. The first one was a night ride. We got into this truck, like a big pickup truck with no windows, and we were all sitting in the back of it. And they drove us to the middle of the preserve at night, pitch black. And they gave us big spotlights so we could see if we could find any of the larger animals roaming around at night. As we were driving, all of a sudden the driver stopped the truck and we said, "What's happening?" And he said, "I heard something off to our right." And a couple minutes later, a pride of lions came running out of the bush, went around our truck, and then went down into the grass and disappeared. We couldn't see them, but we could hear them growling and rustling through the grass and breaking branches. And then it got quiet, and we waited. About 15 minutes later, that pride of lions came back towards the truck, and they sat down right on the road next to where we were sitting. The driver told us that when we went by, they must have been looking for dinner. And we just happened to be at the right place at the right time. And so those lions came back. They were licking their chops. Some of their faces were bloody. And the driver told us it was a one in a million, once in a lifetime experience. The next morning, I went on something called a morning walk. And basically what it is they took us to the middle of the preserve, dropped us off, and then we walked back to camp. So we got up early, we set our alarms, got on the bus nice and early before the sun came up, because you walk as the sun is coming up. So we got on the bus, we were taken to the middle of the preserve, the guides got off the bus, and we got off with them, and the guides said, "Okay, we're going to be walking back to camp, but we've got to stay in a single line, with one guide in the front and one guide in the back. Because if we stay in a single line, any animals that may be watching us will see us as one unit instead of as individuals, and they'll be less tempted to try one of us for breakfast." As he said this, the bus drove away, and I started to think about those lions I just saw the night before. And it slowly began to occur to me that walking through a game preserve with hungry lions, leopards, wild dogs was probably not such a good idea after all. And I thought to myself, what did I get myself into? I think we've all had that experience. We've all had those situations, haven't we, where we find ourselves thinking, what was I thinking? What was in my head? And when we find ourselves in that situation, sometimes we feel like, this is bigger than me. I don't know if I can handle this. I've put myself in a situation where I can't control this. What did I get myself into? I think Joshua probably felt that way. If you read your Bible, you see that Joshua took on a huge responsibility. After Moses died, Joshua was put in charge. Now, Moses was a giant in the faith. Moses led the people out of Egypt. Moses led the people across the Red Sea. Moses gave people the Ten Commandments. Moses led people through the wilderness. And after Moses died, God approached Joshua and said, Joshua, you're the leader now. You're in charge. It's your job to take my people into the promised land. But don't be afraid. Be encouraged. And know that I'm with you. So one of the first assignments that Joshua was given was he had to take over the city of Jericho. So Joshua sent spies into Jericho. And then the spies came back and told Joshua, your army can take Jericho. So Joshua crossed the Jordan River and they camped in Gilgal, which was about 20 miles away from Jericho. So as Joshua was in Gilgal looking towards Jericho, thinking about the responsibilities on his shoulders, realizing that he was not the leader that Moses was, I cannot help but wonder that Joshua said to himself, what did I get myself into? But as Joshua was feeling this, I think Joshua learned four lessons. And I think when we find ourselves in a situation where we're thinking, this is bigger than me, I don't know if I can handle this, this is out of my control, what did I get myself into? I think these same four lessons apply to all of us. And they're all found in Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. Lesson number one, you've got to get alone. Joshua was so busy being a leader that he needed to have some time to be led. Joshua needed to get away from the crowd, away from the responsibilities, and he needed to get alone. He needed to get alone with God. He needed to get alone with his thoughts. He needed to get alone with his reflections, because Joshua could not move forward until Joshua was focused. I think that's true for us. When we find ourselves in a situation where we're thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got myself in a situation that's beyond my control. You've got to get alone. You've got to get away from your responsibilities, away from the people, and you've got to be alone with God, because you can't go forward until you are focused. Lesson number two. You've got to face it. You've got to face it. So Joshua is alone, and as he's alone, a man approaches him with a sword that is drawn. And instead of running away, Joshua approaches him and says, are you with me or are you against me? Joshua could not go forward until he was focused, but he also could not go forward until he faced what was standing in front of him. I think God gives each of us our own Jericho. Things that we're supposed to take control of. Things that we're supposed to overcome. Things that God wants us to do. And standing between Jericho and us is something that's threatening. Something that looks scary. Something that looks harmful. Something that looks dangerous. And what most of us do is, instead of facing it, we turn and we run the other way. But sometimes you've got to face whatever's standing between you and what God wants you to do. You've got to deal with it. You've got to face it. Avoiding a problem doesn't make it go away. It just postpones the problem. You've got to face it. That's true for you. It's true for me. It's true for us as a church. Whatever is standing in our way, you've got to face it. You've got to deal with it. Lesson number three. You've got to ask the right questions. This man approaches Joshua, and Joshua says, "Are you with me or are you against me?" And the man says, "Neither. I'm here as a commander of the Lord's army." Not the answer Joshua was expecting, but it was the answer that Joshua needed to hear. During the Civil War, a man approached President Abraham Lincoln, and he said, "Mr. President, I trust that the Lord is on our side." And Abraham Lincoln said, "Sir, my concern is not whether or not if God is on our side. My greatest concern is that we are on God's side." You know, a lot of times when we face struggles in our life, or we're wondering what I should do, or how did I get myself into this, the first question we ask is this: God, are you on my side? Are you with me or are you against me, God? But that's not the question we should be asking. The question we should be asking is, God, in this situation, am I on your side? Am I doing what you want me to do? Am I working with you or am I working against you? You've got to ask the right question. Lesson number four. You've got to do what God tells you to do. So Joshua realizes he's in the presence of God. And so he finally asks the right question. What is it you want to say to me? What is it you want me to do? And the man says, "Joshua, take off your sandals. You're standing on holy ground." Sometimes the biggest test of your faith require the smallest acts of obedience. Are you listening? The biggest test of your faith requires the smallest act of obedience. We want to do great things for God. We want God to do great things for us. But don't ask me to take off my shoes. That's embarrassing. My feet smell. What will people think? You know, when we want to go somewhere, we put on our shoes. But in the kingdom of God, if you want to get somewhere, you have to take off your shoes. So if you're in a place right now where you're wondering, what am I supposed to do? What's going on? Maybe the first thing you need to do is have some humility and take off your shoes. I told you earlier about that trip, that walk I took through the park, and I was thinking to myself, what did I get myself into? Well, obviously I made it back home safely. I made it through, back to camp, although we did have a possible encounter with an angry rhinoceros, but that's another story for another day. Do you know how I got home? I didn't know where I was. I didn't know where I was going. I simply took things one step at a time, and I followed the leader. Because he knew where he was, and he knew how to get me home. So if you find yourself in a spot either now or someday in the future and you're wondering, how did I get here? What did I get myself into? Get alone with God. Face whatever is standing in your way. Ask the right questions. Follow God one simple step at a time. He's your leader. He's your guide. And I promise you, He will get you home. Amen.